Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Pray that you can hear and understand me as I try to open up the service this morning. This is Minister Sheila Kaiser, the sister of Fox Sister-elect Cecilia Kaiser, and to my nephew, Minister Brandon Kaiser. Today I open the program to you and I ask you to pray along with me and to help bless me as I carry on the program this morning to start. I want to give honor to all of you all that are listening and to ask the Lord to bless us and thank us and thank you for another day that without you we will not be. And I do want to thank you all that for all are listening. I am listening. I'm going to ask you all to pray along with me. Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for blessing us to see, to live, to enjoy another day. I thank you. Elderly men and women to all choose to live among you, for you, and only for you. Lord, I ask you to bless us and let us know that you are the one and only one who should be praying to, worshiping, and to cast the devils and demons up out of our young people that have seemed to be taking more control unnecessarily. And we just ask you, Lord, forgive me. I'm stumbling over my words, and I'm just asking and thanking you for another day. I ask you to look over my family, my sisters, my brothers, my grandkids, for all the ones that I'm knowing and not knowing, working with, driving around, walking around. These days, we don't even know who we walking past, if we're going to pass the person and live. People is just taking over with this demon possessed person in them. God, please, we pray that you can bless us and carry us to a whole nother level of loving and enjoying you. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I would like to turn this over to prophetess Alex Cecilia Kaiser, or Minister Brandon, are you available?
Hi.
Sheila, we'll just go off now, okay?
Uh-huh. And if they're wrong,
okay. Hello? Hello? Okay. I'm going to continue to talk. Hopefully you understand where I'm coming from. I haven't really did this, but I thank the Lord for being blessed with the opportunity of choosing to do this, of being available of choice to do the program this morning. Let's talk about the blessing. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Blessings of life that the Lord has given us. Can think of today how many people that we have known that are not here to live in this world, to worship the Lord, that is not capable of available to move around and breathe, walk, and talk. Live a life among us that have went on to the glory of heaven, as I'll say. It is not here to participate in this world. It's not here with us anymore. I pray every day that I thank the Lord for the mother and the father that he blessed me with. The mother that forever taught us to pray. There's nothing like prayer. There's nothing like the worshiping, the blessing, the honor you can get from prayer. I talk to a lot of people, including family members, that say, I'm praying, I'm tired of praying. But if you have to realize, if the Lord, God, our Father, would get tired, what a mess we would be in. You can't pray today and expect things to happen today. You can't pray today and expect things to happen tomorrow. We are all praying, but you have to wait. He has waited on you. You can't wait and put your faith and trust in the Lord to let him know. Yet you might be in a band, but you have to realize so many more is worse off than you. You have so much more than even have part of what you have. You look out here in the street, you see the homeless people. You know, and all I do is just say, Lord, bless them for whatever reason that they are out here. But yet again, Lord, it's not being selfish. I thank you for me. If it would not be for you, that might be me. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. So many want so much. But you have to ask, are you really worthy? Is that for you? For what all you see others might have, is that for you? Everything others have might not be for you. You're so busy trying to be like others that you just don't know how much you might be missing your blessing that is so much better. I just say thank the Lord for what you have. Because so many don't have that. You have a place to stay. A lot don't. You might have a vehicle to ride in. A lot don't. You in good health. Maybe not perfect health. But you in good health compared to the one you might be standing next to. You might be working next to. Or just looking at. So many have so much obsession in their life that you just don't know how blessed you are. So I just say to those, don't be greedy when you know you don't have to have what you have. Some wish they could breathe on their own. They could walk on their own. They had a table to sit down. They had a plate of food in front of them. They had clothes to put on their back. They have a family. Some don't have what you have. So all I have to say, don't down people for what you see. For some, you don't know just what all they might have, but just choose not to flaunt it, not showing off, not bragging on what they have, but yet it's still, just as you are blessed with it, you can curse yourself and it can be taken away. All I have to say is be prayerful, be blessed, be thankful, and worship and praise God, the Son, Lord Jesus, for what you do have. Because, yes, so many don't have. You got life. You can see You can feel. You can walk. You can talk. You living in a building when some is living in the street. Be thankful for what you have. And don't forget to stop. Don't never forget to stop praising and praying to the Lord and thank him for what you do have. Thank you. Are you available, prophetess? Or is it anyone that might have something to say? Or speak on the subject, Minister Brandon. Okay. Excuse for my beeping noise. Yes, I'm in my vehicle. That the Lord have blessed me to be able to have a job that he has blessed me with. And yet, I am just thanking the Lord every morning that I wake up. I am thanking him for every breath I can take. Thank him for my sight, my hands, for all that you feel in commercials that people don't have hands. You know of people that cannot see. Some is in the hospital. And, I mean, it's just so much to be blessed for. And, again, I ask the Lord to cover this seasonal holiday. But yet, you're forever hearing on the news. You're hearing in your neighborhood. You're hearing on your job how the demon is among our family, our children, our kids, and have an attack to make them think what he's doing to them is better for them. And yet it is destroying them. It's hurting them. But it's leading them to hurt others. I just pray daily. When I see the young men and women, forgive me, pants sagging all down. If I'm wrong, excuse me, but that is not a good scenery. Excuse me. Hey, excuse me. Clothes hanging all off on me. Young ladies out here call it indecent. Body parts hanging all out, thinking it's looking good when they are exposed. But if it says something to them wrong, or someone attacked them, that's wrong, regardless of how they are exposing themselves. But yet, the devil has them out here thinking that's what to do, that's the way to look. When growing up in my days, you wouldn't catch